Now, as we heard earlier this week on the programme, the stakeholders of Tralee, including Kerry County Council, councillors, of course, and also other business interests will be sitting down to a meeting in relation to the future of the Rose of Tralee, the hosting of the street side of the festival this year, a review of that and plans for what's going to happen next year in relation to the festival, where it will be hosted, the televised event, and what will happen to the structure of it. All issues on the table, according to the Mayor of the County, Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Jim Finucane. Well, what is the situation? What are the factors that may come into making decisions with regards to it in terms of the tourism it brings in, the entertainment, the possibility of an event centre, a purpose-built event centre in Tralee? With me on the line to talk about these issues is somebody who knows a lot, I suppose, of bringing tourists into Kerry and runs entertainment for them on a nightly basis during the summer. That's David Ray of Celtic Steps in Killarney and Tralee. David, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Gerry. Thank you.
Tell me about Celtic Steps and what you've been doing, what you've been running in Tralee in particular over the last while.
Yeah, so we opened in Tralee 2019. We made a decision to, after numerous years in Killarney, that we would open a show in Tralee also. And in 2019, we invested heavily and in partnership with the Brandon Hotel and their conference centre. We run there from May, the beginning of May until the end of September, 5 nights every week, so for a 5 month period, so roughly about 110 shows. And that's on Sunday to Thursday weekly.
Okay. And how has it been going?
Yeah, 2019 was our first year there, and I suppose it was a growing year. It's a very competitive market, you know, when you take in the amount of shows in Dublin and Galway and, I suppose, ourselves over in Killarney. But we felt we needed, there was quite a lot of business coming from Tralee and certainly from tour operators, and we, I suppose, recognised an opening there. Business has been good. Last year, post-pandemic, we were off for 29 months. I mean, live music was the last little bit of the jigsaw to come back.
Yeah.
But we had a good think about it, and in April of last year, we made a decision. We had and we went back in again, thanks to the Brandon Hotel, and we renewed our partnership there, and we opened last May. It was a struggling year last year. There's no point in saying otherwise, but this year has been absolutely fantastic, and the growth has come way, way back, and we're very, very happy. We've another month to go there. We're finishing on the last Thursday in September, and we will be running there next year for the same period.
Okay, so look, what's your view then, David, on this argument or this discussion about what the Rose brings to Tralee and the concerns about its future, and the I suppose the issue that's been there all along about the Rose of Tralee? Where does it get hosted? Is it possible or feasible to build an event centre in somewhere like Tralee that would have to have shows on and fill events for, you know, the whole of the year, not just for the week of the Rose of Tralee?
Yeah, well, I think, I suppose, I don't know a lot about the their capacities and things, but I would imagine that it's for the Rose of Tralee, the 2 nights that they're performing on the TV in conjunction with RTE, that is quite a large venue. I think it's over 1,000 plus.
Yeah.
From that point of view, that's a large event centre, and commercially run a centre that size for 12 months of the year, I think, is a very, very big ask in this day and age, with many established players already in the market.
What would the pressures be? Is it a situation of location and geography? We have obviously a very successful and major centre in Killarney, in the INEC, one being built in Cork on the other side. Then is that part of the issue with any future plan for Tralee, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, nothing is impossible. But, I mean, with that conference in market happening 4 and 5 years out, planning and concerts, etc., it is a flooded market. That is a very, very tough business. I mean, you're talking, I presume, with a planning situation to build something like that, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
That is something that is very, very optimistic. And I don't know, was that mooted by somebody earlier on in the week? I didn't hear. But, I mean, to facilitate, if that is what the aim is, to facilitate hosting the 2 nights of the Rose of Tralee and bringing back a Rose Ball, which was also an amazing event, that probably is, I would think, is a very, very optimistic ask.
Yeah, it'd be a tall order to do it. Is there anywhere in Tralee, like, and look, you don't own the brand and you just operate in there quite successfully. A number of people have been saying, look, bring it back to the town, have it in Brandon Conference Centre. Is capacity an issue there, do you think? If it was to worry, that might not suit the owners of the Brandon.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so, Jerry. I mean, I think that the capacity can go from 8, possibly up to 1,000 people in that conference centre. It's a huge, huge room, and is a task for us at times. And when we do condense it, I mean, there are ways of bringing your theatre into more intimacy, and we have built the set there. I mean, to be quite honest with you, I was surprised how busy we were this year for the Festival of Kerry week, the Rose of Tralee week. I mean, I did expect, we had thought about maybe taking that week out of our calendar on a pre-sale, but we decided to run with it, and we were busier than ever. So I was quite surprised that firstly, a lot of coach tours coming in that week, and it made no discernible difference to us from the point of view of running our business that week. I also didn't have any contact with anybody in any shape or form to host some people or families of Roses, etc., for what is an international show in Irish music, song and dance that would have been available for 5 nights while the festival was on. Would we ship out for the week of
That's one thing. You're in there, you're going to be in there next year. You would have to, I suppose, if this was to happen, then you'd be talking about taking a break for a week or two to allow that to happen. Yeah. There's all those and sort of practical considerations.
Yeah, of course, and but that just takes planning. I'm not in objection to that. If somebody came around to me and said in January or December of this year and said, look, this is certainly something's on the cards, would you be open to coming out and taking your show out for a week or 10 days or whatever? Of course. I mean, if that's for the better, that's the reason we are in Tralee as Celtic Steps, because we started in Killarney. We're backing Tralee. We see a growth over the next 5 years of about 50 to 60% in our market in Tralee, in hospitality, tour operators. They're telling us they're going to be using Tralee as one of their bases, their hubs. And in that sense, we're going to see a growth over the next 5 years. So we are committing to that.
Yeah. So that's a positive story, isn't it, David, that things are going to be increasing from a tourism point of view, from a coach to a tourism point of view, for Tralee?
100%. And what does kind of miss me sometimes, Jerry, and I'm only talking off the cuff, obviously, but like we're talking about a couple of days here. I mean, the tourism season should be the 5-6 months and an expansion of that. So it's very narrow-minded to be saying, oh, we have 1 week here and we can identify 2 or 3 nights where we have this event. I mean, I presume most of the hospitality industry in Tralee are very more inclined to say we need to secure our whole season and increase it as such, because that is what the main thing is, rather than identifying if that can come then and complement it at the end of
great.
The season.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is fantastic, you know.
But much more needs to be done for the wider season to capitalise, I suppose, on that growth. And is there room for growth there in terms of Tralee as an entertainment centre for those tourists, do you think?
Oh, 100%, of course. I mean, the more events, the more availability in hospitality, etc., on a nightly basis makes it an attractive venture. And we're talking to inbound operators who are very sure that the product is there, the product from a hotel point of view is there, and if the more people that come to the south of Ireland, the southwest of Ireland, I mean, Killarney, it's often said, you know, and it's not a cliche, that bring them in first and then we'll, you know, we'll all fight our own corner. And that is something that we need to bring into Tralee, get the numbers coming in there. It's very easy then say, okay, I'll go after this market, or I'll open my business late at night time because there are people here.
Yeah. So that needs to be worked out to provide that product for them, to make them want to come back, to say, yes, this is the place where we'll have our hub, or we'll go, or we'll visit. And to move things away, David, from the situation whereby Dublin dominates. The majority of people who come in as tourists come into Dublin, they make a decision then, I might go over to Galway for a while, I might whatever. Some, obviously, a fair few come down to the south, but you want to attract them to the south. And this is the way you do it.
Whether it's conferencing, whether it is just tourists coming on look, the market and the privates has increased so dramatically in the last couple of years. There's people, a lot of people travelling post-pandemic in 6 seaters, 8 seaters, 10 seaters, families. We're seeing a flooding of the car park here in Killarney Racecourse every night with 100 plus people that would not be on coach tours. So you need to diversify as well and have the people that are travelling by chauffeur drive or by, you know, by a minivan or whatever. The market is expanding. You just need to provide the product for them. Tralee certainly, in my mind, has that product for hospitality. And I do think where we can operate from the first week in April to the middle, to the end of October, we're actually extending our October season in Killarney to probably the 27th now of October, which is really bringing us right into the winter. And Tralee has that ability as well. The product is there, the accommodation is there, and it's just a matter of everybody coming together and looking at it. Now, I know that you're asking me about the Rose of Tralee Festival, the Rose of Tralee. I don't have that expertise to call that, and it's certainly not my business. But from a hospitality tourism point of view, I do think that they're not mutually exclusive, and I do think that the Rose of Tralee, as an event, if it's going to continue on TV in conjunction with RTE, that needs to be in the town,
yeah,
and it needs to be there that they can grow. You can't keep going back to the businesses and saying, oh, this is going to be fantastic, we're going to have thousands of people coming in, and you need to put your hand in your pocket. I think the people in Tralee, since I was there, I worked in Tralee at 15 years of age for about 7 festivals. It was so vibrant, and everybody has those memories. There's no reason why that wouldn't be again. Puck Fair is growing exponentially every year. So the proof is there. People will come.
So it needs to be put on a firm footing, and you feel it needs to be brought back into the town centre. Whatever way you can do it, whatever venue, and notwithstanding the difficulties of building a specific venue, but they need to find a way to make that happen, to keep it going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and marquees are incredible now. What's wrong with a marquee? I mean, what's wrong with a dome?
In the Brandon Car Park, for instance.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wherever it takes, bring back the Rose Ball, and you know the businesses will row in then. But I don't think you can ask them firstly what's the commercial harvest. The commercial harvest is there for the whole year, and these people are working day in, day night, by night to bring in that business.
Yeah.
And this is just going to be the icing on the cake. Hopefully, at the end of the season or near the end of the season.
Okay, interesting perspective on it, David. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us and giving us your view on that and the wider picture of what needs to happen for tourism in Kerry and in Tralee. That's David Ray of Celtic Steps in Killarney and Tralee. And looks like there could be a significant increase in that tour business, particularly over the next couple of years. And it's about capitalising on that, providing entertainment, providing venues as the town for it, in conjunction with what needs to be done with the Rose of Tralee. And he feels that whatever way you do it, the Rose selection nights, they need to be brought back in to the town centre. All food for thought, I'd imagine, ahead of that meeting as to what will happen with the future of the Rose of Tralee, which is happening at the end of next month, the end of September.